This podcast is brought to you by my Christmas stocking sampler. Get two of my books and two t-shirts for only $19.99. That's a $50 savings. Order now at HowieCarshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We took Sidney Powell seriously. We had no intention of fighting with her. We've always respected her work. But she never sent us any evidence, despite a lot of requests, polite requests, not a page. When we kept pressing, she got angry and told us to stop contacting her.
No, I didn't get angry with the request to provide evidence. In fact, I sent an affidavit to Tucker, but he was very insulting, demanding, and rude, and I told him not to contact me again in those terms.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
EUA, the Emergency Use Authorization. We will be able to distribute this all across the country.
When are you going to admit you lost?
Yes, Kevin.
Yeah. When will you admit you lost the election?
Kaylee, at what point does the president concede the race and allow for a proper transition to the Biden?
Thank you, everyone, for the very good and substantive questions today.
Do you understand how you lost?
I don't call an accident.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I think I had an idea with the world so divided and everybody, you know, telling him he's got to give up and time to leave and time to transition and all the rest of it. Why not name the vaccine the Trump? No, it'd be a nice gesture to him. Have you got your Trump yet? Oh, yeah, I got my Trump. I'm fine.
I am totally and completely insane. How do I stay so crazy? Crazy pills.
Unchained and unstoppable.
It's your family. It's your home. It's your table. These are all environments where you feel safe. Your safe zone is not a safe zone. Your safe zone is dangerous this year.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you are looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. The toll-free number, if you would like to call us at any point during the day, is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. And we will take some calls this hour. And we're standing by. We're hoping to get Sidney Powell, the president's lawyer, on the line in a matter of moments. As you know, she's been working on all these challenges, specifically involving the Dominion voting machines. And as you may or may not know, Dominion voting machines was supposed to produce a witnesses for a legislative hearing in Harrisburg, PA today. They were supposed to outline what happened in Pennsylvania and defend themselves, I guess, against these allegations of irregularities, to use their word. And they blew off the Pennsylvania legislature at the last moment last evening, and everybody is speculating. Well, you know, if they have nothing to hide, if they're proud of what they did, why wouldn't they want to show up and appear at what would become a regionally, if not nationally, televised legislative hearing to come up with to come up with the defense of what happened. And, for someone like Dana Perino on Fox to say, well, I think Dominion is going to sue Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell for what they said about them. I don't really see that in the cards. If they were proud of their effort and thought that they hadn't done anything wrong, I think they would have been in Harrisburg today. 844-500-4242. And as we wait to try to get Sidney Powell on the line, I'm going to read from a letter that I mentioned earlier. This was from two Dominion voting machines, written last year by, among others, Senator Elizabeth Warren, the fake Indian from Massachusetts, Amy Klobuchar, who also ran for president, the senator from Minnesota, Ron Wyden, a lefty from Oregon. And they were complaining about what happened with with the Dominion voting systems in earlier elections. Switching votes. These are their words. The Democrat Congress people, senators and representatives, switching votes, undisclosed vulnerabilities, and improbable results that threaten the integrity of our elections. These problems threaten the integrity of our elections and demonstrate the importance of election systems that are strong, durable, and not vulnerable to attack. Vulnerable to attack. Isn't that exactly what Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell said was going on yesterday at their press conference at the Republican National Committee? In 2018 alone, voters in South Carolina were reporting machines that switched their votes after they'd inputted them. Scanners were rejecting paper ballots in Missouri. Busted machines were causing long lines in Indiana. And just in addition, researchers recently uncovered previously undisclosed vulnerabilities in nearly three dozen back-end election systems in 10 states. Just this year, these are the three Democrat senators and I think a Democrat congressman writing this letter in December of last year, less than a year ago. And just this year, after the Democrat candidate's electronic tally showed he received 164 votes out of 55,000 cast in a Pennsylvania state judicial election in 2019. The county's Republican chairwoman said, quote, "Nothing went right on election day. Everything went wrong." That's a problem. That's a pretty big problem. And so this is what Dominion is all about. And they got problems and they're hiding. And apparently there's more than 200 employees of Dominion across the country, and they all had LinkedIn profiles. And since the election, more than half of the 240 plus profiles on LinkedIn have been discarded by the delinked or unlinked or whatever. They've been removed. Delisted. I don't know what the word is. 844-500-4242. We're still looking for Sidney Powell. We'll take a call or two here while we try to find out where she is. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, how you doing, Howie?
I don't have any sound.
Hello.
We're just having some technical difficulties here, obviously. 844, we'll try to get the sound back. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you'd like to join us. Curfews, stay-at-home orders, and mask mandates. Even more governors tighten virus rules as testing lines grow. Want to see if we can get somebody on? Let's put Rich up there and see if we can get him. Is Rich there? David. Oh, here's David.
Hello. How okay. you doing?
There you go. I've got you now, David. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, I'm from Puerto Rico, and I know how it is. In Puerto Rico, we tried to get some Republicans there, and they've been stealing the votes, and I guess it's the same machine.
So it's just like being on the mainland, David.
Yeah, I came here in 1981. I'm a Worcester Rican.
All right, David. Good luck. Good luck getting your irregularities straightened out down on the island, just like we're trying to get our irregularities straightened out here on the mainland. Thanks for the call. Rich, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing? I just want to make a comment about the election. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Trump had 10 plus million more votes in this election than when he won in 2016, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So, I mean, it's preposterous that Joe Biden would have more popularity, more of a backing than Obama did. Obama had a solid platform, right, whether you're progressive or not. And you didn't agree with that. It didn't matter.
Well, he underperformed even Hillary Clinton, except in those four areas where he needed to win. In the swing states, in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Milwaukee. Other than that, he did worse than Hillary Clinton did. But he ran up these giant numbers of votes that were suddenly counted after midnight, after the supposed voting had ended. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it's incredible. But the fact is, it's like, listen, it's like Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Jenna Nettle said, they have the evidence. And of course, the media is the media. They are what they are. But the fact remains is anybody that has any kind of common sense will understand that there's so many things that don't, it just, it's fishy and don't smell right, but this is what they can do. Are they going to
unfortunately, Rich, we're not dealing here with people who need common sense. We're dealing here with judges. And at least on the state level, most of them are craven hacks, and they don't want to do anything. And many of them are Democrat politicians, basically, like the 5 out of the 7 on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. And then when you get into the onto the federal level, there are hundreds of judges that were appointed by Clinton and Obama. And the particularly the ones that were appointed by Obama are nothing but leftist ideologues. And they don't care about the common sense arguments or the legal niceties. They're just about the fundamental transformation of America. Like, is it possible that you could get any of those three liberals on the Supreme Court to ever switch their votes? Breyer, Kagan, or Sotomayor, and then throw in John Roberts for good measure. They're not ever going to change their votes. They're always going to do what the party tells them to do. Thanks for the call there, Rich. Let HelloFresh spice up mealtime at your home. Right now, you could take advantage of limited Black Friday savings and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. The one I made last weekend was the firecracker meatballs. It's got a little bit of a bit of soy sauce in it and a little to give it some added spice. It was a great, great product, and it only took about a half hour to make the firecracker meatballs. And they got all kinds of different dishes. HelloFresh gives you simple recipes and fresh ingredients sourced directly from growers and delivered to your door contact-free. With more than 22 weekly recipes, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including family-friendly, vegetarian, and low-calorie choices. Say goodbye to never-ending meal planning and prepping. HelloFresh recipes are easy to follow with simple steps and pictures. You can get meals on the table in as little as 20 minutes. Plus, by skipping the store, you can save up to 40% on groceries. You can cut food waste by 25%. There's nothing worse than having to throw away some food out of the refrigerator that you bought because you got too much of it. That, you never have to worry about that with HelloFresh. They give you exactly what you need. No, nothing goes to waste. Save time so you have more time to celebrate the holidays with loved ones. Go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90 for $90 off, including free shipping during HelloFresh's Black Friday sale. For a limited time only, go to HelloFresh.com and use code Howie90 for $90 off. HelloFresh.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
Brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. I've got it right here in front of me. Look at how stylish and nice it is. Plus, it keeps you very warm. Save money on your heating bills with this stylish heater that can fit on your side table or desk, just like it does on mine. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Carr. That's one word, Howie Carr, to save $50. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What will you be doing for your Thanksgiving dinner? Cooking, ordering takeout, or going out to eat?
I will be going out to eat as I do every Thanksgiving.
Just 7% of the audience says they are going out to eat. 10% say they will be ordering takeout, and 83% say they will be cooking.
Well, I hope they're in red states, that 83%, because the blue state governors want to make sure that nobody has any fun or any companionship or any hugs this Thanksgiving. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Again, we were hoping to get Sidney Powell on, but we haven't been able to find her. Her phone is off. So we're going to take some calls here. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Howie. I'm Nancy.
Hi.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi. Okay, so I live in New Jersey. My neighbor works for an engineering firm in New York City. She's the controller.
Yes.
And she got an unemployment claim for a person who is still working and lives in AOC's district in the Bronx.
Yes.
She has the person's name and social security number. They filed, someone stole his identity and filed for an unemployment claim into Georgia. And the person actually got a check paid into Georgia.
How long ago was this, Nancy?
Within a week. Established residency in Georgia. A stolen identity. Yeah. She escalated it at the unemployment office. It's under investigation. But I think someone through your office, if I don't want to say my phone number, her name and number on the air, yeah. But if
you could... No, I know it's a big problem, and apparently it's against the law. I don't know if it's a state law in Georgia or a federal law to move to a state just to vote, and it's also against the law apparently to encourage someone to do that. Which there have been people that work for the New York Times have been on national TV it's saying that people should move to Georgia to vote, and I mean obviously the Democrats fewer of them work. I mean the exit polls show that the. Trump got a majority of the people who work for a living, and Biden got a majority of the people, according to the exit polls, who don't work for a living. So they've got plenty of time on their hands to go down and you know try to flip the Senate and just hope for more redistribution of wealth, shall we say, in a Democrat-controlled, fundamentally transformed United States of America. Thanks for the call, Nancy. I'm not surprised, but it's something that the Republicans in Georgia and the Republicans everywhere have got to watch out for. They want to steal these two Senate seats, despite the fact that they have terrible candidates, especially that Raphael Warnock, who doesn't seem to like white people or Jews or the military or the police, among other groups. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes, sir. I love your show.
Thank you.
I am a solid Trump supporter. I am also really good friends with a man named Bruce Brinney. I went to school with him. High school.
Who is he?
Bruce Brinney. He used to pitch for the Reds. Major League Baseball.
Oh, Bruce Brinney, the Mets, the guy from the Mets that I just know him as Bruce from the Mets, number 31. I'm sorry. I apologize. No I apologize problem. To Bruce.
No problem. He thanks the world of you, and so do I. And, you know, I met with him. He was in Ohio. That's where I live. And visited this last August, and your name is brought up because I said I'm really watching a lot of shows.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that Bruce, number 31, he's a good guy. He gets me some nice shirts from the Major League Baseball Alumni Association. Tell him I said hello, and I'm sure I'll be hearing from him since I didn't remember his last name. Like I said, I just think of him as Bruce from the Mets, number 31. Thanks for the call, Scott. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Hi, Howie. I love your show. All right, my friend, let me explain to you. Three times this guy, he ran for president and he fell. And in order for them to get rid of him, they offered him the vice president. They thought he's going to go away. Then they figured that he'd be the best so they could pull anything they want out of him. I'm from Iran. About 50, 45 years ago, they did the same thing. This globalist to the Shah of Iran.
Right.
They did exactly, he was doing a great job.
It's turned out to be a disaster for the people of Iran, right? I mean, it's destroyed two generations of Iranians, given them nothing but abject poverty and a totalitarian police state. It's horrible. Yeah, I know. How'd that one work out, overthrowing the Shah of Iran? That was a good move on Jimmy Carter's part. Thanks for the call, Robert. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr. It's never too early to start gift shopping for the holidays, especially because today you can save big on a gift they'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. My Raycon wireless earbuds have allowed me to work from home more easily, take my workout outdoors with an awesome playlist, and listen to whatever I want to without disturbing anyone around me. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise-isolating fit, you can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. And the audio quality is amazing. So this holiday season, get them something they can use for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go, or just pick up a pair for yourself. Trust me, you're going to use them every day. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 20% off your Raycon order. But hurry, this offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 20% off your Raycons. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Joining us now on the line is Sidney Powell, the attorney for the President of the United States. She's involved in the lawsuits that are going to be filed, an attempt to challenge the election returns in multiple states. Sidney Powell, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Oh, thank you very much.
Listen, you know, things seem to have, been going against the president this the last couple of days. You know, recounts are thwarted, court decisions go against the president. Canvassers in Wayne County are told they can't change their non-certification votes, et cetera, et cetera. Can you give us some good news? When are we going to have some positive developments in the president's case here?
Well, a lot of the evidence of fraud is going to be coming out next week. I've got just more than I can say grace over right now coming in every day. It only gets worse and worse. This was very widespread, very deliberate, very well funded, and everybody in their pet rock is trying to stop me from exposing it.
I want to ask you about this server that the story broke last week that the military had somehow confiscated a server for one of these vote counting companies in Europe. Can you give us an update on that?
Not really. Nobody shared that information with me. I can only give you grapevine gossip. I don't know whether that's particularly accurate or not. I'm still trying to figure out if the good guys got it or the bad guys got it.
So we don't.
My grapevine gossip is the good guys got it. That the government that's going to clean things up got it, but I can't verify that.
Shouldn't you know about that if it had happened though? I mean, you would need some of that information. I mean, there would be your smoking gun, right? If they have.
There would be beyond a smoking gun, but you have to realize how many forces, including many in the government, have benefited from this system. They knew it worked the way it worked, and they used it to install the people they wanted to stall in particular offices. I think the fraud in the election goes much farther than just the president. I think they did it to John James. I think they did it to Leon Benjamin. I think they did it to any particularly strong Republican candidate this time around. We've got data from 2016 out of California that shows that Hillary Clinton did it to Bernie Sanders there. And then when people told him about it, instead of exposing it, he sold out.
He has a new lakefront home on Lake Champlain, Sidney.
Right.
And a nice book contract. You know, a lot of this I watched the press conference yesterday, and I thought to myself, I liked the presentation and all that, but I thought of all my time covering trials in court, and I could just see the opposing counsel saying to the judge, well, you know, this is just an anecdote, or this may be an affidavit, but it's not material to this case, or it's hearsay. I mean, are you going to have the actual smoking guns to present to the courts?
We've got a number of smoking guns. And we may have to get witness protection for them.
So you're going to be able to show votes changing. I mean, we've seen the computers, the freeze frames on the TV screens of the votes changing or on the computer screens. Are you going to have the actual solid evidence that those votes were being changed by these companies?
We have a lot of extremely solid evidence. It's beyond impressive and absolutely terrifying.
And where are you going to file the first cases?
Oh, I haven't decided yet. We're working on several of them that we will probably file almost simultaneously, as close together as we can, and hopefully before the end of next week.
Well, there's only 3 days next week, right? Because it's Thanksgiving, so you'd have to move pretty quickly. Are you going to be state court first, right, or do you go directly to federal court?
No, these are going to be federal court lawsuits. These are issues of federal question jurisdiction, and they're paramount to the very life, any future life of our republic.
And what is you've said that you think that millions of votes were removed from the president's vote totals. How many million votes do you think were removed for the president of the United States that he got on November 3rd?
Well, my pure estimate at this time is roughly 7 million, but it might be more. We're also getting some data that reflects that millions, not just a few hundred or thousands, but some millions of dead people voted, which would have been, well, any of that actually is each instance of that is a federal crime, a federal felony. But I think we're going to find a significant conspiracy to do that. We've also got evidence of people being paid, and we've got pictures of the check stubs paid to people to ballot harvest and do fraudulent voting. So this year was every means and manner of fraud you can possibly imagine, and many that you could never imagine.
So how many fraudulent votes do you think that Joe Biden had on his side of the slate?
Probably at least 10 million.
10 million fraudulent votes?
Probably.
And how many?
Maybe more.
And President Trump lost 7 million votes. And how many dead people, how many votes of dead people were cast, do you think?
We're still tracking down that data to see if what we've been provided is real, but if it is correct, it's several million.
So did most of these votes disappear for the president and appear for Joe Biden in the in those states that are still being fought over? Or did this go on? How many states did this go on in?
I think there were several ways that they did this. One was an algorithm that I believe they ran nationwide, but I can't say that for sure yet because we haven't had the time to run the data nationwide. But that would typically be the way it would be done, and certainly make it less apparent that it had been done in any one place if they ran the algorithm consistently across the country. So, for example, they could dial it, literally dial it, to every time there was a vote for Trump, or that it be weighted at 0.75, and every vote for Biden be weighted at 1.25, and do that all the way across the country. And it would be very difficult to know on the, as the votes come out, that anything like that had been done. I forgot what they call it, but there's a provision for it in the software that everybody bought and used. And the software goes beyond just Dominion systems. Others used similar software with the same DNA code in it as well. So I don't think any state was safe from it, despite the best efforts of some not to use the Dominion voting systems, which were clearly fraudulently created and sold.
Are you saying that that this was done by Dominion and a couple of other companies, vote counting companies, or was the Democrat Party directly involved in this? The National Democrats, the Biden campaign.
Well, given all the internet information that we've seen of people that have been caught talking about this, the Democratic operation had to have been involved. you know, we even have Joe Biden with his dementia removed filter saying that he
had the best voter fraud operation in history. Yeah, we remember that. Yeah,
exactly. And that is true. You know, one of the things dementia does is remove your filter, and you say things that you wouldn't say if it were operational. So I think that's one of his most true statements in the last year. And we can certainly start proving that any minute now. And then the other thing they did, where they had the real problem, was Trump won so overwhelmingly in all the states that had to cut off their machines that they had to cut off their machines for hours to go in and backfill additional votes and move things around even more to make sure that Biden won. And they used the mail-in ballot stuff as the means of, you know, helping to cover for that. But really, it was all mechanical. We've found places where the same ballot was entered multiple times, places where there were absolutely pristine ballots with only a computer-made dot for Biden, and all of them were alike. They could just stick those in the machine in batches and run them through repeatedly and count, you know, hundreds of thousands of votes that way. There's a drag-and-drop feature to take Trump votes and put them in a trash can or assign them to a third-party candidate or move them from a third-party candidate to Biden. I mean, I think they did absolutely everything. And we also have information that one of the high people in Dominion Voting Systems went to Detroit to operate the system himself there that night at the Detroit Center.
If this were a normal civil complaint moving into federal court, it would take years to litigate this, Sidney Powell. How are you going to get everything done by, I think, December 14th when the Electoral College meets?
Well, at the rate information is pouring in and with the dedicated little team that we have, I think we're going to get it done. Certainly enough to blow it absolutely all up, and it should thoroughly embarrass the Department of Justice and the National Security Administration and the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI that they have ignored all this for all this time. Either that or they were complicit in operating it and running it and using it for their own operations. The CIA, I'm sure, had a hand in it.
Why is Gina Haspel still there then? If she was in,
I've been asking that question for months. She should never have been put in that job. She should be fired immediately, and so should Christopher Wray and a lot of other people over there. Well, we even got information that there's a person in the Department of Defense who's been on the internet with Bernie Sanders and AOC instructing people how to commit sabotage in their respective offices within the government, and there were a couple of hundred people on the call.
This
but
guy,
all of them haven't been arrested. I don't know.
Let me ask you about this guy, Eric Coomer. He's, I think he works for Dominion. He's Berkeley, California, University of California grad. He's the one who was allegedly, he was on a conference call or something, a Zoom with Antifa. And he said, supposedly, don't worry about Trump. I've already made sure he's going to lose the election. Is that true for starters? And is
yes,
it's true. You have that.
It's true. Yeah, we have an affidavit to that effect, and we have the. I think we have a copy of the call.
Where is Eric Coomer now?
And yes, he's disappeared. And also, Dominion has shuttered up both of their offices in Canada, where they shared an office floor with George Soros entity, and they have moved their office in Denver. And of course, I'm sure there was a lot of document shredding and things, quote, lost, end quote, in that process. You know, the FBI should have moved on all of this immediately. All of the voting machines should have already been impounded. The software should have been secured and examined. I am so livid with the law enforcement in this country, I can't see straight.
So what happens when you mention Coomer and he or his lawyer just says, well, he was just bragging. You have no proof that he actually fixed the election. He just, that's just barroom talk. What are you going to say?
Ramp it up.
What's the comeback to that?
Well, it's called a confession in a courtroom. It's called a confession.
All right, Sidney. So you hope to start filing lawsuits by Thanksgiving then?
or by the end of next week. Friday is still, it's not a federal holiday, so we shall see how we go, but we'll get it ready as fast as we can, and in the meantime, we will be producing additional evidence to help the public understand the breadth and depth and of this international, frankly, criminal conduct, and it also reflects substantial foreign interference in our election.
Cindy Powell.
Real foreign interference in our election. Including, this is not the Steele dossier.
Including China, correct?
Yeah. China, Iran, Serbia, Liechtenstein, multiple places.
All right. Cindy Powell, lawyer for Donald J. Trump's campaign. Thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it. Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier, and the reviews are in. Beatrice emailed me and Nancy sent me a card. The reviews are all the same. The Thunderstorm really works. The winter is coming on, so plan now. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system. It really freshens up the entire office or the entire room that you put one in. It's great. It just is, it's so much easier and so much more effective than these giant air purifiers that you see. Eden Pure is able to give you this good deal due to the amazing success with the Howie Carr Show listeners and viewers. The response has been tremendous. Eden Pure is passing those savings on to you, the viewers and the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand, like I'm doing, plug into the wall to purify the air from any odor. This could be pet odor, kitchen smells, tobacco, or that damp smell you may have in your basement. I've seen large air purification systems that cost $1,000 and take up a lot of space. When you take advantage of the BOGO offer, the Thunderstorm is below $100 per, and it doesn't take up any room, as you can see. Also, no filters are needed. What more do you want? Take advantage of the BOGO offer now and experience yourself what all the listeners and viewers are raving about. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com, Howie BOGO. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fatty! You!
Send it to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Save money on your heating bills with this stylish heater that can fit on your side table or desk. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Carr. That's one word, Howie Carr, to save $50. What's the poll question and what are the results?
What will you be doing for your Thanksgiving dinner? Cooking, ordering takeout, or going out to eat?
I'm going out to eat. But that's
11%, just 11% say going out to eat. Most of them are cooking, maybe like our next guest.
Our next guest is Joe Borelli, and he's a New York City councilman from Staten Island. And he didn't take it too kindly to what Governor Andrew Cuomo said, saying that there would only be 10 people allowed to go to Thanksgiving dinner in the Empire State of New York. So, Joe Borelli, what's your what are your plans for Thanksgiving on Staten Island?
Well, thank you for having me. My family happens to be 11 people, not 13, not 15, not 20, not 4. My family is 11 people, and the Borelli family will get together this Thanksgiving, as we do every year, and we'll make some food. We'll burn some turkey. We'll overcook some potatoes. But we'll be together as a family. Despite anything that Governor Cuomo says.
Are you expecting a visit from Governor Cuomo or some of his law enforcement, Joe?
No, and that's what makes this even more laughable, is that right after Governor Cuomo made this rule, sheriffs around New York State, the NYPD commissioner down here where I am in the city, they all came out and said there's really no way we could effectively enforce this. And there's no way we actually would enforce this, which is a shame, too, because when you get rules like this that are just so absurd, they call into question the validity and the intent of all the other COVID rules that you might be trying to promulgate in actual good faith. When you have something as cynical as this to try to keep families away from each other on Thanksgiving.
Are people on your side or against you, Joe, on this matter, since you announced your plans to have 11 people over to your house on Thanksgiving?
Well, it's funny. You know, a lot of people on the left around the city, which there are, really took offense to it. You know, Chris Hayes on his MSNBC show, he did a whole segment. By the way, he wouldn't let me come on the show. We reached out to try to get on. He wouldn't let me come on to explain myself, but he did a whole segment on it. And then just yesterday, the New York Daily News did a whole story on how leaders of the Brooklyn Democratic Party, you know, were having their own party.
You're even having people in from New Jersey. I can't believe it. Joe Borelli, thanks for checking in with us. New York City Councilor, I'm Howie Carr.